Go.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
You'll get over it.
We're... You gotta kiss me now.
What?
For the podcast.
No, not for the pod. Will you just start, damn it?
It'll set it off on a bad energy.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't have brought that energy to the circle.
I didn't bring any bad energy to the circle.
If I kiss you, will you shut up and start the show?
Well, I won't shut up because then I'll just be bad for podcasting, but I will definitely start the show. I have to do the opposite of shut up, though. Will you just shut up and talk?
Okay, I didn't think that one through. Oops. All right, fine.
Yes! I got my kiss.
Oh my god, start the show!
Windermere Nights.
Hey guys, welcome to Windermere Nights. It is great to see you once again. Well, guys, it is that time. It is the Christmas special. We were just thinking, you know what? We could do a Christmas special. We could just do something Christmassy and just put it out there. I think it's like sandwiched in between our most current podcast and the last one that we put out.
No.
No?
No, it's between our episode 2 and our episode 3.
Yeah.
Which both actually talk a little bit about Christmas.
Yeah, we're getting the next one out, and we're going to put it out, like, probably in a couple of days. But we just thought we'd just try and fly under the radar and get this one out, too, so.
Because we don't have enough to do. We just, you know...
We just live
for editing.
Just like talking.
Oh.
We're like, you know what? Why are we even not recording all the time? There's so many conspiracy theorists that are like, oh my god, everybody's recording my voice all the time. We're, on the other hand, we're over here like, why is no one recording me right now?
Well, that's because we say some funny shit.
Or we may secretly be narcissists. One of the two.
I'm going to go with we say funny shit.
Yeah, me too. We're funny. We're totally not narcissists.
Oh my god. Well, now that you've put that image in there for everyone. So, like Evan said, this is our Christmas special. So, for all of you who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I would say it in French, but my French seems to have just kind of... out of my mind.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either. That's pretty
Joyeux Noël.
Aww. That sounds Christmassy.
I think I probably butchered how you say joyeux. Joyeux? Yeah, anyway, Celine Dion would do a better job with that. So, yeah, we're really excited that we actually got our podcast out before Christmas this year.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun so far. We've gotten... a little bit of feedback, which is always great. We're just like, oh my god, somebody talked to us. Oh my god.
Yeah, the feedback we've gotten so far, you guys, has been amazing. Like, thank you so much for that. You guys make us want to record more, and we love what you guys are saying. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun just talking about random stuff that's going on in the city. The thing I love about Edmonton is that it, to me... being from, you know, a smaller city in Alberta, I just think to myself, like, this is a place where there's just enough people in this city that, like, dreams can come true. Like, your dreams can materialize in the city. It is big enough, you know. It might not happen right away, but there's always...
You work hard,
yeah,
enough.
There's always a chance, and you might not get that in a smaller place, but you can definitely make... things happen for yourself in a big place like Edmonton. You just gotta find that niche.
That, you know. Niche?
Yeah, find that thing.
Niche?
Know. Niche. Is it niche?
It's niche.
Well, you know.
Your niche.
I'm sure it's up for interpretation.
It really is. Yeah. Niche. Your niche.
Niche is nothing, right? It sounds like a bug.
A niche or is like a character. Do you know what a niche is?
What?
It's one letter away from being snitch.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
That's what niche is.
Yeah, well, okay, cool. But yeah, the thing about Edmonton, it's just great. Like, when we got to Edmonton, me and my home slice Adam, we're like, the best thing about Edmonton is, like, there's real things going on. You can go down the street and see stuff that you just would never dream of seeing in a smaller town. Like, for instance, at the time, there was one of the top 100 EDM DJs in the world, like, as, like, rated by Billboard magazine, was from Edmonton. And I think, like, Headhunters is from Edmonton, and they're, like, these hardstyle artists that are pretty awesome. Like, if you're into that thing. For me, hardstyle, like, I was at a hardstyle concert one time, and it just, if I could explain it, it's just, like, you're in a room full of people, and all you can hear is bang, 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 bang.
Okay,
bang.
We get it. That's great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, so moving on with our actual Christmas special, now that Evan has had his rant about the city and how wonderful he thinks
Y-E-G
is.
Hardstyle.
So we wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about a very controversial sort of issue right now. You're looking at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm just thinking there's so many controversial issues that we could cover.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, this one's going to be Christmas related.
Okay.
So,
is it going to be dark?
No, it's not going to be dark. Why is everything so dark with you? I had enough of a scare today. I don't need anything dark.
Yeah. Well.
Anyways. So, I was looking online for ideas for our Christmas special, and I came across a study that has been done about, and a lot of people probably have heard about this, but about Santa being gender neutral.
Okay.
And when you think about that, well, what's your first reaction? Like, what do you think of when someone says, you know, Santa's is neither a man or a woman. Santa is whatever Santa chooses to be. You know, we're all going to start referring to ourselves in the third person here in like 10 years.
Santa's a man. The only time Santa is a woman is when he's trying to be sexy.
What?
You know, like all those, like, those lingerie outfits where you're like sexy Santa.
Oh my goodness. I thought those were like sexy elves.
No, it's...
Or sexy Mrs. Claus.
Well, I think there's just sexy everything, you know. But sexy Santa... Well,
it's not Halloween. We're talking about Christmas. This is not our Halloween special. No,
but you don't wear, like, Christmas lingerie at Halloween. You wear Christmas lingerie at Christmas.
I don't wear Christmas lingerie ever, so...
Well, if you did, you would wear it at Christmas time.
Would I?
That would be appropriate.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for that. But... For you, how do you feel about people making a big deal about the gender neutral Santa?
I think it's just, it's too much. Like, when I think of Santa, I think of a man. I think of your father figure or, you know, this guy that comes down the chimney. And he's too fat to come down a fucking chimney. Like, he is. So, there's got to be some kind of fucking trick to it, right?
Called magic, Evan.
It's well, whatever the hell
you believe
it is.
In Game of Thrones, you must believe in the magic of Santa Claus.
Well, whatever, he's teleporting like the fucking Greys in the movie Intruders. Like, he's walking through walls and shit like that. It's pretty intense. Like, that's the thing about it. Like, I don't know, there's just certain things that you think about when you're thinking about Santa, and one of them is that, you know, it's a man. He goes home to Mrs. Claus. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the whole thing. Mrs. Claus. Like Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus. Like, what the hell? What happens to Mrs. Claus? There's all of a sudden if Santa Claus is possibly a woman, mm-hmm. what happens to Mrs. Claus? Is she still a woman? Is it now like a lesbian couple?
Well, according to heart.co.uk, one third of people want Santa to be gender neutral.
Well, why? It doesn't make any sense.
So there were 400 participants from the US and the UK, and Graphic Springs did the survey, and more than 27% of the people who did the survey said that they would prefer Santa to be gender neutral.
I'm not trying to be like a misogynist or something, but I just think that, you know.
But that's a high percentage.
Who gives a shit? It's not the majority.
People, that's still a very high percentage.
People are, you know what? There's a lot of flat worlders.
I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of people who think that Santa should be gender neutral.
But that's the thing. They haven't even thought it through. Like, okay, so what happens after he becomes gender neutral? Let's say he becomes a woman and Mrs. Claus all of a sudden gets converted into a man. All of a sudden, Mrs. Claus is now the man. Is like stay-at-home dad.
Oh, my right? God.
No, like, think about it. Stay-at-home dad. What does Mrs. Claus look like now? Because Mrs. Claus doesn't look like a lady. Mrs. Claus is a man. What do you imagine Mrs. Claus
can? But gender-neutral...
Mrs. Claus can't look like Santa.
But gender-neutral means that there is no gender they're identifying with.
So what are they, just androgynous?
Yes.
You know what? That's just... You know what? I don't want my kid talking to a fucking, like...
Be careful. Be insulting.
I'm not trying to be insulting, but, like, if there's no sex down there, it's like what do you do to pee? Like, it's
okay,
like...
Okay, all right. This is... No, that has nothing to do with how someone identifies.
Androgyny, though. Androgyny.
Does not mean you do not have genitalia.
When I think of androgyny, I think of, like... mythical creatures and shit like that. I don't think of, like, a man or a woman or whatever.
What about, like, Pink or Katie Lang or Elton John or all of these, these rock stars?
Maybe I'm just uninformed. I just think, like, Katie Lang's a lesbian.
Pink isn't a lesbian.
Pink is a tomboy, you know?
And Elton John?
Elton John is
Sir Elton John. What insult do you have for Sir Elton John?
Sir Elton John is a gay man.
So?
There's nothing wrong with that. But he has a penis still.
Yeah, but he's still androgynous.
But he hasn't mutilated himself.
Nobody's mutilating themselves. What on earth are you talking about?
But androgyny, when I think of androgyny, I think of sexless, right?
Oh my goodness. Hey Google, what does androgynous mean?
Here's the definition of androgynous. Partly male and partly female in appearance, of indeterminate sex.
In appearance, not in physical.
Okay, well, maybe I've been misinformed.
Very.
Because, like,
you know, your entire rant just sounded extremely ignorant.
I guess so. It's just, like, a sexless, like,
no.
Nothing doll Santa coming at my kids. It scares the shit out of me.
Oh, man.
It's like, come here, little boys and girls. Let me tell you a story.
That's not how it is.
Oh, well.
When you're thinking of, like... You're thinking of males being castrated, are you? Like eunuchs.
Yeah, like, I'm just thinking
that's not androgynous, like, that's a eunuch.
Well, I'm thinking of just, like, completely sexless, like, you know.
Yeah, but no, it's not about their sexuality, it's about their appearance.
Okay.
And how they look. Pink is still a woman, she still got married and had children. But she clearly still has a working, functioning... female part, but that doesn't mean she always dresses like a girl.
Well, I just don't know that I'm that much about Pink. I'm not a Pink person.
Okay, Elton John. He's not out there dressing like a woman. He hasn't cut off his man bits.
I know.
Katie Lang, still a woman. What about, like, Ellen DeGeneres? Ellen DeGeneres is amazing. She's very androgynous.
She's good at dancing.
And she, I'm sure, still... And please, nobody send this to Ellen to ask her to confirm. She still has her lady parts, I'm sure.
I'm sure she does, yes.
But she's androgynous.
Well, okay, well, that's fine. I guess I made a mistake, you know.
Oh my God, guys, mark this day down in your calendar.
Oh boy. But you know what I mean? Like, if there was, like, some kind of mutant alien Santa with no penis or vagina coming for your kids to give them things...
Well, then, yes, you should probably be terrified that, like, some alien Santa is coming fire. Towards like, Jesus your children. Christ.
It's like, Santa! Ho, ho, ho. It's like, where do you put it, Santa? If you got no...
Okay, first of all, you're totally missing the entire point of Santa. You know that song that I was talking about in the last episode?
Oh my God, please don't repeat it.
Right, and Alan Jackson says to Alvin, you know, I think you're really missing the point of Christmas. Well, I think you're really missing the point of Santa Claus.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you know.
Santa Claus. Okay, so some more fun facts, right? The Santa Claus that we see today, right?
Yeah.
Was actually, it wasn't really a modern idea, obviously, but the look that he has now, let's see my notes here. So basically, a lot of people think that Coca-Cola was the reason Santa got his look in the early 30s and 40s, right?
That's kind of what I thought.
Well... The image of St. Nicholas, the way we see him today, was actually a thing in 1822.
Really?
Yes, really. So in the 19th century, Clement Moore's A Visit from St. Nicholas was what really kind of pushed this image of Santa Claus. And do you know what A Visit from St. Nicholas is?
No.
It is a story.
A story.
It's a story, a very popular story. Okay. And you know it as?
Is it the one where he comes through the chimney and he gives presents and then he leaves? Is that the one?
It's an actual book.
I'm totally like out to lunch.
'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
That makes a lot of sense.
That was written in 1822.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
So this image of Santa Claus, this male Santa Claus, right, was actually long before all this gender neutral stuff, right? So let's see here. 1863 is where the image of Saint Nick comes from in today's society, with Thomas Nast having a huge influential role in the depiction. Thomas Nast was the artist for 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Okay. And then later on, Norman Rockwell, I think, is a more popular name that people know to be the artist for 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, right? But Thomas Nast was the first guy who painted these portraits of Santa. Now, even still, though, the red suit, right, didn't happen until 1881, almost 60 years after the guy wrote A Visit from St. Nicholas.
That's probably when Coke released their first Santa
pack. No. Nope. So, where's my phone? Because I had this website that I had gotten some information. So in 1881, Thomas Nast once again depicted this Santa for 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And of course, he has the red suit, right? From the 1881 edition, Merry Old Santa Claus, it was, again, black and white, right? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, throughout history, even though the first depiction of the red suit was in 1881, even in later years, he didn't have the red suit. he was still in different colors. Sometimes it was black, sometimes it was yellow, sometimes it was all sorts of different colors, right?
He looks like a cat burglar, except he's bringing stuff back into the house.
Mm-hmm. But then as the 1900s continued, right,
mm-hmm.
It was all Red Suit Santa.
Yeah.
And then in 1918, during World War I, right, the military actually used Santa in a red suit as propaganda.
Yeah.
Right? So even before Coca-Cola got their hands on it, he was already being depicted in a red suit during the First World War. So it's actually a really cool history as to how Santa became Santa the way we see him today. And I mean, personally, I don't think that we should change such an iconic image.
Yeah, absolutely. I get you what you're saying. Like, I don't think that either.
Well, see, the Santa Claus is named after St. Nicholas, right?
Yeah.
The Feast of St. Nicholas. Now, St. Nicholas was the patron saint of children, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it all became a thing, right? And there's so many different theories and so many different ideas, but the one that I always believe was that Santa Claus is patron saint, right? While he lived here on Earth, he was the patron saint of children. He would encourage children to be good, right? And he'd always know when they weren't good, right? And he would reward those who were good. That's one version of the story. There's another version where it goes on to say that he would make toys for children who were less fortunate.
Yeah.
Right? There's all sorts of different ideas. But at the heart of it, he was a saint and he was an actual man.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't this gender-neutral being.
Well,
he was legitimately a man.
He wasn't a fictional character. He was based on a true man.
He was based on a true saint, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
I watched this TV show one time where they went into some church, mm-hmm. and they opened up a box and they're like, here's a piece of St. Nicholas's skull. And I was like, oh, cool. Santa's skull.
That's gross.
Think about that, kids.
This podcast is not for children.
I know, but still, chew on that one.
It's beginning to. Okay, so to keep on going with our Christmas special.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah. I want to talk about some of our best memories at Christmas.
Okay.
So, you go first. Go ahead. What is your best Christmas memory?
You know, I'd have to say there was a lot of good times with Grandma and Grandpa when I was growing up. I still remember, like, really being young and just enjoying, like, Grandma and Grandpa, like, Christmas with the grandparents and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they always attracted the whole family, so the whole family would get together.
Grandparents have a way of doing that, hey?
Yeah, just like, you're coming to my place for Christmas, and that's the way it is, you know? Even, like, with us, like, getting Mom this year for Christmas, we're going to go get Mom from the hometown and bring her to the Yegg for a couple of days, and, you know.
Yay!
It's going to be interesting.
And she's play this podcast for her on the way back.
Yeah,
she's oh my
gonna,
God.
She'll love it, and we're gonna have fun. And so, you know,
yeah, grandparents really do have a way of keeping the family together.
Seems like though, as time went on, we started getting into smaller groups for Christmas, and then smaller and smaller groups, and then it was just my mom, myself, and my brother.
But it's so hard. You know, at Christmas time, because Christmas is so much work. Like, it's so much work. We're not done. Look at this place. It is not ready for company. I got clothes everywhere.
Are we having company here? Oh, that's a look like, yes, we are having company, idiot.
Well, what's your mother?
Yeah, that's true. My mom's pretty chill about things, though. She's like, oh, this is your place? You have a mansion? She's going to say something like that, I swear.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I've never met your mother. So I have this strange woman coming into my home, and it looks like a hurricane of cats blew through it.
Well, that's because that's what happened. Like, the cats climb my legs like they're freaking trees. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like a bear climbing a tree. If you can imagine a bear climbing a tree, that's the kitten jumping on my leg, trying to climb it.
Wow. I don't know if they know about the kitten yet.
Oh, well, we got a kitten.
Even though that's going to be in, like, the next podcast.
Yeah.
So we can't release it yet.
Well, anyway.
Okay, well, one of my best memories that makes me laugh, one year, my sister and I shared a room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one year we woke up, it must have been 7:30? No, I woke up earlier than that and I was reading for a bit and finally I got bored. I was like, okay, it is Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have been so patient. It was probably about 7:30 by that time. And my sister and I kept sneaking down toward the steps to go look into the living room to see what was under the tree. And then we'd sneak back upstairs and stuff like that. And then eventually, you know, as children do, we got a little loud out of our excitement. And our socks... This was almost cruel. Our socks were on the end of our beds, mm-hmm. and we weren't allowed to open them because my parents weren't awake, right? So we're sitting there tortured, and we're, like, shaking stuff and whatnot. And then I tell my sister, because the rule was we weren't allowed to go open presents unless our beds were made, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I make my bed, and in the middle of... I'm helping my sister make her bed, right? And in the middle of it, my mother comes into the bedroom. She's like, what are you doing? It's like, we're making the bed so that, you know, Merry Christmas. Not quite like that, but you get the idea, right? And she's like, it's the middle of the night. Go back to bed. And I'm like, oh, wait, what? And then she closes the door and she leaves. And my sister starts getting back into bed. I'm like, what are you doing? It's 7:30. So she's like, Mom said go back to bed. I'm like, it's 7:30. So, I mean, I wasn't old enough to understand that my parents had stayed up probably till 2, 3 a.m. trying to get Christmas together for us, right?
Yeah.
And... So I go back into the room and we poke them. We made our beds. It's 7:30. And my poor mom, my dad got up, you know, like a champ, like he does.
Yeah.
And my mom, she got up too. And I later on found out in life, she's like, I tried to get a little more sleep. I'm like, you have me as a daughter. Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
That's the time, like, when you're a kid, you will get up at God knows what time. And if you know
the thing was, it was a reasonable hour.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Not like it was 4 in the morning, and my parents had gone to bed 1 hour earlier. It was 7:30. We went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true. It is, I gotta say, as a kid, it is kind of a guilty pleasure to just get up and just go to fucking town on your presents before anybody gets up. Oh my God.
Did you do that?
Oh yeah. Holy shit.
And you're so lucky I'm not your mother.
It felt so good, too.
Oh, my God. My God. I just opened the presents.
And I just never looked back. Oh, my God. It was so wonderful. They all got up to get breakfast. I was already playing with my Transformers. It was so great.
My mother would have killed me.
Oh, well, I didn't get touched. I didn't do it every time, but I did do it at least twice.
Oh, my God.
It felt so good.
I would have killed you. Christmas Day or not, I would have killed you. And then I would have sulked.
Yeah, fair enough. The worst thing is when you get let... when people let you sleep in. And, like, you wake up and everybody's already opened all the presents.
But who does that?
That's happened to me, too.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, you're stuck, like, opening just your presents by yourself. And everybody's kind of, like, watching you and your reaction. You're like, okay.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
It's happened to me.
Neither one of those scenarios have ever happened to me.
It's, you know...
First of all, my mother would have skinned me alive if I'd ever done that. And second of all, my sister wouldn't have never let me sleep in. Are you kidding me?
No.
She'd have been like, it's Christmas, it's Christmas, yeah. It's Christmas, it's Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so, oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like horrified listening to that story. I don't know how you're so excited about that because that just, oh, God. I'm like,
My mom used to be really good at just giving us our presents early. I don't think
that's a good thing.
She was the worst. She would not save anything. She'd be like, okay, cool. Can I watch? I think she just wanted the reaction. She didn't really care about when it was.
You see that box in there?
Yeah.
Isabel hasn't even seen the shape of those things.
The box in your closet.
Yeah, with the presents in it. From my parents?
The big box.
Yeah.
The big box it's a box and it's in your closet. It looks like it fits a TV from like 96.
Well, either way, Isabel hasn't even seen what's in it.
It's a big box.
Well, yeah.
Are you going to open it?
Not until Christmas, no.
But you could just open it right now.
No. No. Hey. I could not.
Think of all the cool things that are in that box.
That will be still there on Christmas Day.
But what if there's something like chocolate in there?
Yeah, unlike you, I'm not a chocoholic, and I need to open the presents. Do you have no self-control?
We could be eating that chocolate right now if it exists.
You know where? You know what? You could walk your ass over to the store, and we could also be eating chocolate.
But it might just be in the box.
You can't convince me. I'm unshakable.
That box looks like it could have a little bit of chocolate.
Well, I guess you'll find out on Christmas Day, won't you?
Maybe, but if you were cool, you'd help me find out if that box had some chocolate in it.
First of all, I am not somebody who gives a shit about whether or not you think I'm cool. Second of all, those are my presents. Get your mitts off. Third, I don't need the chocolate. I'm already fat.
Aw, you're not fat, sweetie. Don't you want to be like all the other cool girls?
No.
That like...
No.
Don't you?
No.
Chocolate?
I make more than you. Cool. Do you think I need chocolate right now?
Cool girls?
No.
Chocolate?
You like... This is such a fruitless exercise. It's never going to happen.
Jeez. Okay, moving on. Anyway, I'll get my own goddamn chocolate.
Yes, you will.
You know what? There's a Joe Louis. Unless it's been nabbed, there should be one left. I'm going to nab
it. No, leave it for Isabel's lunch. Yeah, I know. Being a parent sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so we've talked about, like, some happy memories. What is your worst memory?
Oh, man. I've got so many terrible memories.
Okay, that's not something anybody wants to hear about Christmas Day.
It's true, though, because, like, you know, I'm just going to admit it. Like, some people have a lot of shitty Christmas stories.
I'm sure they do. I'm so glad that I don't.
I think, you know, between mom just, like, screwing up when she's shopping, you like, one time, I was, like, looking in the Canadian Tire catalog. Or no, a flyer for holiday sales, and I saw this CD stereo player for $200. I think it was $200. And I went to mom, and I was like, Mom, I don't have a CD stereo. There's no CD players in this house. can you get this for me so that we can listen to CDs in the house? She's like, okay. She goes out with Grandpa to Canadian Tire. She comes back with a $200 cassette playing karaoke machine. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Did you ever think that maybe they were out?
They were not fucking out. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
She just saw the first box that was $200 and was like, cool, done. Didn't check the barcode. Didn't check the specs. Didn't check shit. Didn't even look to see if it played CDs. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Mom. You failed.
Yeah. So was that your worst Christmas?
No, but that was a bad one. Because, well, just like, you know, give me a fucking break. Like, all I wanted to do was play some damn CDs. I had to wait till I got my Sega CD, which was after I was a teenager. You know, I guess it's just like some kid bitching, really. But, like, I was the last one of my friends to have a CD player.
I wasn't.
I know. You look at you. You probably was born, like, had a CD player when you were, like, you know, 2.
No, I was 10. 9 or 10.
I know what I got when I was 10. I got my first Game Boy when it first came out, like the first edition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that thing killed batteries like a motherfucker. Oh, my God.
My worst Christmas was we went to the city and spent Christmas with my mom's sister and her husband and all our cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was like 7 or 8. Maybe six or seven. But my one cousin was a couple years older than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was a couple years older than me. And I got the most amazing present that year.
What?
I got Aladdin and Jasmine Barbie dolls with a magic carpet that sang A Whole New World.
Well, that seems pretty awesome.
Like, legit ones, not cheap rip-off ones. Like, legit Disney store ones.
Yeah.
And I was over the moon. And, of course, you know, I need to play with these Aladdin and Jasmine Barbie dolls. And my cousin had the gall to ask if she could be Jasmine.
Yeah.
No. I just got these. Of course not. So we play, we play, we play, and then she asks again. It's like, yeah, clearly no didn't mean no the first time. So I told her again.
But, okay, so how long between no's?
I don't know. I was a child. Time was irrelevant.
Because, like, are we talking about, like,
hours, did she probably.
Hours? So you wouldn't let her play after hours of playing as Jeff?
Hey! It was Christmas, and these were my Barbie dolls.
Well,
so she went and told on me to my mother, who put me on time out and told me, I don't pick that. Who told me that I had to share my Jasmine doll.
You know what, maybe
it was the worst Christmas experience of my life.
Oh my God, did you cry?
I did cry. Oh, you're not supposed to cry on Christmas. Little tattletale?
Because Jasmine didn't get to play with her Jasmine doll?
No, I had to share. You know, I have to share with my sister, I have to share with my cousin, like, ugh.
Well, you know what? It's a good thing to share, you know? Sometimes, they have some stuff that you want, and you're like, hey, can I get a little piece of that? And they're like, well, it depends, you know?
Yeah, they were always like that, I think.
You think?
No, they were pretty good, actually. Anyways, so yeah. It sucked.
Yeah.
Sucked a lot.
I tell you, like, there was that one time when my mom was dating an abusive boyfriend. Like, there was only one time, really, that she was dating a guy that was abusive, and it didn't last forever, but I still remember we were all at my auntie's place over the holidays, and she got real drunk, She's drinking like she? My mom.
Oh, okay.
My mom got super drunk, and she was with her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
sitting on this couch and just having the best time with her family. But I think he was just like not into it anymore, and he wanted to go. And he turns to my mom, and he's like, "Marilyn, let's go. It's getting late. Let's go." And she's like, "Or what? He's gonna smack me around again?" Like, right in front of...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right in front of everybody, like, at the party. And, you know, like, I guess they didn't... Then nobody, like, got up and was like, "What did you say? What's he doing?" Like, nobody, like, overreacted. They were just like, "Oh, hey,
that... Awkward.
Yeah, nah, well, thanks for coming."
Yeah.
And we got our jackets, and, you know, that was messed up. Because, like, as soon as we were on our way home, he started, like, veering. Like, he would just, like, crank the wheel left and right as we were driving because he was trying to freak my mom out.
Right.
He was, like, driving in a crazy zigzag pattern in the middle of winter.
Oof.
And my mom's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, do you think this is funny? Do you want me to, like, kill all of us and stuff like that?" And we're just like, "You're not gonna kill anybody, you stupid bastard." Like, my brother and I were in the back just like, "Oh, well, he's gonna die before me. So to hell with him."
Oh, man.
That year we got a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was all I cared about at the time. I was like, as long as I can live to play Mario World, because that game is dope, you know? Super Mario World is so underrated. As like, childish as the Mario franchises, it is still fun as hell. They always make it fun. And I still remember that Christmas. So it wasn't all bad, because I got a Super NES. But still, dealing with abusive, like, mom's abusive boyfriends.
Wow. This year, what do you hope to get out of Christmas?
I hope to get peace and love and joy and maybe some time to play some Raspberry Pi, because now I have all my Super Nintendo games.
Congratulations! You've just been crowned the next Miss America!
There you go.
Seriously.
Peace, love, and joy, and some family moments. Maybe some pictures with the new kitten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want pictures of the new kitten, but you don't want pictures of your girlfriend?
Well, you too, baby. I love you. I know those are going to happen.
Are they, though?
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
You're the selfie machine, and you just got a new phone, so you're going to be testing out that fancy selfie camera.
Yeah, I like the old selfie camera better.
Oh, well, I think you'll do okay.
Wow. I still love my new phone.
Yeah.
Evan got me a new phone for Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's kind of just like, you know, we're already into it. You know, what's one more thing?
Yes, what's more than a car, a credit card, a cat? Let's throw a phone on top of it.
Yeah.
This is where I draw the line.
This is where you draw the line. I'm supposed to be the one drawing the line.
There's too much commitment here, damn it.
No, I'm committed.
I know you're committed.
I'm so committed that I said, "Hey, you know what you need? A better phone than I have."
Yes, I remember that conversation.
But you know what?
Vividly.
You got to let Belle play on your phone once in a while now, not just me. Because one day,
she's
going to drop one of these phones and hopefully it'll be yours.
Mine's more expensive.
Hopefully it'll be yours.
Also, I'm not silly enough to let the kid use my phone.
Well, yeah, I guess. Hey, look, your dad is gone, and you've got low disk space. Guess what happened? You know,
Evan wanted to be her friend.
What? I just passed the phone off. I thought she was gonna play Roblox and leave it at that. Who knew that she was gonna go on a freaking data shopping spree and get every game out there?
It's okay. Every parent has been duped into believing that their child knows nothing except for me. No, that's not true. One time, I had $100 and some odd come out of my account from my Google Play account.
Oh my God. Was that from Belle?
That was from Belle.
Holy shit. Did you tell her?
Yeah, but she was only like 4.5, 5.
Oh boy. That sucks.
All you can do
is tell her that.
I was like, oh my God. There's our groceries.
Jeez.
Oh, it's awful.
She gambled your groceries away.
Oh man.
On microtransactions.
It's awful. And since then, I have learned my lesson, my friend.
It's just me.
It's okay. You'll learn one day. You will.
I will.
Maybe even this Christmas.
Yeah.
This Christmas.
Yeah.
You're gonna learn how to say no to Belle, to say no to Belle.
We'll see.
Oh, how man. You fail at it?
Yeah. Oh, man. We still gotta pick up something for Adam, don't we?
Yeah, we know what we're getting him, though.
We're still in the last couple death throes of Christmas shopping. We're just like, oh, shit. We didn't get for this person, or we didn't get for that person.
Honestly, we've gotten for every single person except for two. And then it's just, like, the household around here. Evan and I are just, like, we're tapped out. We're like, let's just get each other Boxing Day things.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't need anything right now. I'm a grown-up.
Plus, the thing you want is going to be way cheaper on Boxing Day anyways.
Yeah. So why not get it then?
So, I mean, we're going to maybe wrap a few stocking stuffers, but...
Chocolate.
Yes, your sock will be filled with chocolate. So, we are going to release our next podcast here probably in another week or so, the third episode. Thank you so much for tuning in again, and keep leaving your positive comments. We love them.
Yeah, they're fun to read. We like reading.
Remember, you guys can download podcasts wherever you listen. We are on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, all of the podcast platforms right now. We do have an Instagram page, so follow us on our Instagram page. I will post the link. Also, we do have a Facebook page that you can like, and we also have a Facebook discussion group, so you can join that group and ask us questions there as well, so, and leave comments and posts. We would love to see pictures of, you know, how you guys are celebrating your Christmas. Like, please post it on the group, because I would absolutely love,
hopefully it's like they're really cool pictures. I want to see what they're gonna be. I'm curious.
Yeah
Okay. Are they going to be like your Christmas tree? Or are they going to be like, you know...
I hope this is PG.
You guys fill in the...
Oh, God!
Fill in the answer there.
Our poor listeners. Oh, my God. Okay. Merry Christmas,
everyone. You can message me directly.
You're such a creeper. Oh, my God. Oh, gross. Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you again in another week or so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's in the bag. We got it. It's coming at you.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.